USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The gist of the midterm election results? Democrats do regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they fall short of their hopes of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in one of 36 gubernatorial races, the Republican John Cox in California conceding that race to Gavin Newsom. And while wishing Newsom well, he had some advice for him.
And I hope the lieutenant governor has a success, but you know what? He's not going to have that much success unless he deals with the influence peddlers and the people that would bend policy for their own profit.
In another closely watched governor's race, Republican Scott Walker in Wisconsin narrowly defeated by the state school superintendent Tony Evers. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
One of the most closely watched governor's races is not yet decided, as the Democratic candidate in Georgia is vowing to remain in the race, refusing to concede. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams says she won't concede the race and instead will seek a runoff election against GOP opponent Brian Kemp. She told supporters why it's not over yet.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that are waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
In another hotly contested governor's race, Republicans in Florida are cheering as the former Congressman Ron DeSantis defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. Voters in Michigan approving legalizing recreational marijuana. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Voters across the nation not just choosing names on the midterm election ballots. There were also some questions, including in Alabama, where voters approved a constitutional amendment that could restrict abortions in that state. The amendment was passed by a wide majority. It secures, in its words, the rights of unborn children, supporting the sanctity of unborn life. It also stipulates there are no protections for abortion rights in the state's Constitution. If the landmark Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court decision would ever be overturned, that new amendment in Alabama could pave the way for the state to outlaw abortion. The FBI is searching for a suspect who took a North Carolina girl from outside of her home. Officials say 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar was last seen near the Rosewood Mobile Home Park in Lumberton at about 7 a.m. yesterday as she was waiting for her family to arrive. The North Carolina Highway Patrol canvassing the area, witnesses telling police they saw a man with a yellow bandana covering his face force her into a nearby vehicle. There's a reward out of $15,000 for help in finding her. And recapping our top story, it looks like Democrats will be getting control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but not of the U.S. Senate. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.